Neuroscientists know, generally, that the emotional function of the brain is associated with something called the limbic system, a collection of structures that lie deep beneath the cortex, the brain's outer surface. Experiments on animals have shown that if parts of the limbic system are stimulated, an animal can be moved to rage or to terror. But emotions are extraordinarily complex, and other areas of the brain are implicated as well. Jaak Panksepp, the psychobiologist who studies chills, says the frontal lobes, a section of the cortex that sits behind the forehead, are also important in generating emotions.
We get a powerful arousal of the frontal lobes, and really the frontal lobes are what make us human. And that is the part of the brain that allows us to have foresight, to have concern for other people, empathy.
Researchers do not know yet whether the brain contains specific circuits or specific chemistries that, when touched by the sound of music, come alive in a way to make us feel emotional. But scientists are using a variety of imaging techniques, like MRIs and EEGs, to look inside the brain to see how it listens to music.
The picture that seems to be emerging is that different parts of the brain respond to different aspects of music. So pitch, timbre, harmony. There are imaging studies that each of those three variables is mediated by different parts of the brain.
Panksepp says studies of brainwave activity show that when people listen to music, the wave patterns become much more synchronized with each other. And he wondered how emotions might fit in here, how different kinds of music, music generally considered to be happy or sad, might affect these wave patterns. Panksepp says he found
happy music tends to produce a more relaxed brain, whereas sad music tends to produce a more aroused brain. It makes a lot of evolutionary sense that when we're sad, we have many more things to think about and solve. So the aroused pattern that we see is harmonious with that perspective.